Thank you. Amen. Welcome to Verity Baptist Church. Let's go ahead and find a seat. Find the hymnal close to you and turn to page number 294. Song number 294. And we will open with Stepping in the Light. Song number 294. I see all the kids in the front. Amen. You guys are doing a great job. You guys are going to sing. Amen. Yeah? You guys are going to sing out like you're saved this evening. Song number 294, Stepping in the Light, sing it out on that first.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow your Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring us.
Sing it out.
How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior.
Song number 294, I want you all to be singing out, all right? Give it all you got. Song number 294, sing it out on that second.
Pressing more closely.
Welcome everyone here to Verity Baptist Church here on our Sunday evening service. We call it the most exciting service of the week. And of course, tonight is also our family fun night. Amen. And as a reminder, all the kids are welcome to sit in the front if the parents are okay with that. I can see all the kids here already. All right, I see a lot of familiar faces. I also see a lot of visitors this evening. Amen. Let's go ahead and open the service with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house. And again, we thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for a great day you've given us tonight and today. And thank you for everyone that's represented in this church this evening. And we thank you for your love for us. Pray that you bless the service. Pray for all the aspects of service, that everything would go well. And everything that we do, we say, we sing, and everything that would be said and done this evening only bring glory and honor to you. And we love you. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, it's now time for favorites, where if you're selected, we will sing a stanza from the song that you picked. Go ahead, Madison. Song number 19. Song number 19. And we will start with, There is a fountain filled with blood. Amen. Song number 119. It's drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Amen. Song number 19. Sing it out on that first.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners
27. Amen. These kids know how to pick songs. Song number 27, The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross. Sing it out on that first.
On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, when the tears stand next. For a world of lost sinners, cross the cross. Get out. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till the trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it something for a crown.
Riley got it. Song number 10, amen. Near the cross, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Song number 10, sing it out like you're saved. All right, song number 10, kids, I want to hear you guys. Song number 10, sing it out on that first.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Oliver Jr. 435. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. Amen. Song number 435. You guys did a great job with this song this morning. Let's do it again. Amen. Song number 435 on that first.
Oh,
Song number 143. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Sing it out on that first.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heirs of nation, virgins of God.
This side, Montel, go ahead. No, not Montel. Brother Montel's son. I don't remember your name, sorry. Song number 2, amen. Glory to his name. I do not remember most of kids' name. I call them by their dad's or mom's name. All right, song number 2, glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died. This will be the last song, so sing it out, let your save. Amen. Song number 2, on that first.
Down at the cross where my Savior died. Now never will. I cried there to my heart was a
wonderful singing this evening. Let's take our bulletins. We'll look at some announcements real quickly. If you do not have a bulletin, you can raise your hand and one of our ushers will get one for you. If you need a bulletin, just put your hand up and we will get one for you. The verse this week, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And that's a beautiful verse, of course, in honor of our Heal Our Land Sunday. If you look at the announcements and upcoming events, we, of course, had a great Sunday morning service this morning, and we're glad that you're back out for the Sunday evening service. We want to invite you to be with us on Wednesday night for the Wednesday night Bible study. We call it the most encouraging service of the week, and, you know, right about the time you've been back into work and school and all those things, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, right about Wednesday night, it's good to just get together with God's people and get back in the Word and spend some time in fellowship together. So I encourage you to be here for that on Wednesday night. And then, of course, we have our soul winning times, our main soul winning times on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. We'd love you to be a part of our big soul winning rally. And then we have Thursday and Sunday soul winning at 2 p.m. If you look at the announcements and upcoming events, of course, this morning we had our Heal Our Land Sunday. Didn't the choir do a great job this morning? And it was very impressive. And the congregation, I don't know that I've ever heard the congregation sing as well as it sang this morning. I'm not sure if it was the choir or if it was the donuts. Might have been both, but you guys sing well. You're singing well tonight as well. So we had a great service this morning. Praise the Lord for that. And then, of course, tonight is our family fun night. So I'll give you some more details about that. Let me just go over some of these announcements. We have our Spanish service coming up this Saturday, July 5th at 5 p.m. So if you're a Spanish speaker, you know a Spanish speaker, you'd like to learn Spanish, you'd like to know a Spanish speaker, I don't know, and you just like potlucks, you're welcome to be a part of the Spanish service. That's on Saturday at 5 p.m. And so we'll have Spanish singing, preaching, fellowship afterwards. We'll have a potluck. So please bring a dish to share, and it'll be a good time of fellowship. And then also the adult choir and the teen choir is starting back up for our Family Friend Day, which is our church's 15-year anniversary. And they're going to begin practicing on Sunday, July 20th. So just make a note of that. And we want you to know that if you'd like to join the adult choir, that we're opening that up so you can join. You can be part of that first practice on Sunday, July 20th. That first practice, Brother Andrew's going to go over the details of the expectations for being part of the choir and what that means. So you can come to that and hear that, decide whether you want to do it or not. You know, being able to sing is actually not a requirement that we have in our choir, but the choir does a great job. I'm just kidding, of course. But so you can come be a part of that. And then on the same Sunday, we're starting up our teen choir, and we want 100% participation with the teens, all right? So if you have a birthday that ends with the word teen, 13, 14, all the way to 18, 19, then we want you to be part of this choir, and we think you're going to like the song, so make sure you come. That's on Sunday, July 20th. That's going to be they're going to be practicing immediately after the evening service in the choir room. Brother Andrew will be working with them in there, so please make a note of that. The adult choir will be singing Sunday morning, a Family Friend Day, and the teen choir will be singing Sunday night of that same service. So just make a note of that. And then, of course, there's other things there for you to look at. If you look at the back of the bulletin, birthdays and anniversaries for the month of June. Today is Clara Marin's birthday, June 29th. So happy birthday to her. I saw her walking this morning. So did she walk on her birthday? She walked on her birthday? That's always special. Oh, she's been walking for a while. She's just smart. So there you go. Well, sometimes they don't walk they walk on their birthday or after their birthday. So good. And then we also have Alexander Davidson's birthday, June 29th. Kylie Rosales' birthday, June 30th. Brother Salvador Coronado has a birthday, June 30th. Miss Antonina Vokolchik has a birthday, July 1st. Uriah Johnson, or son of Montel, has a birthday on July 1st. And it's okay to call them that. I think that's fine. And then Brother Luke Vincent has a birthday, July 2nd. Praise report, money matters. All of those things are there for you to look at. Let me go over just some things. Of course, tonight's our family fun night, so it's a little different of a service. So just to remind you, this is a special service we do about once every month or once every 6 weeks or so. So we don't do this every Sunday night. If it's your first time here on a Sunday night, normally our services are run a little different, more like our Sunday morning service. But this is our family fun night. So just to explain to you what's going on, after we're done with the announcements, we're going to sing a song. After we're done singing, we're going to receive the offering. And then after the offering, up to this point, everything's been pretty normal. After the offering, the family fun night part of our service begins. So on family fun night, we do something special for the kids. We have a special puppet show that comes out for the kids, and we have special songs for the kids. We have a lesson that I teach for the kids, and it's the lesson is good for the adults as well. So it's going to be a fun time. That's why all these kids are sitting up front here. Now, for those of you that are teens or adults, okay, you've got a big decision to make. All right, you can either stay in the service and with the kids, and of course, many of the parents stay with the kids, and of course. We appreciate that. That's a good thing. But there's also a separate lesson in the fellowship hall, all right? So during the offering, once the offering plate has passed you, if you are a teen or an adult and you want to go to the separate lesson, then you just get up and you walk out the doors there. And if you go down the hallway towards the back of the auditorium, to the back of the building, you'll see there's a big room behind us. It's our fellowship hall. There's chairs there. One of our staff guys will meet you there, and they're going to go through a lesson while we're doing the lesson for the kids. And we did this last time, and it worked out really well. Everybody seemed to really enjoy it, so we're going to do that again, all right? So for the kids, they're staying here, and for the teens and adults, you get to decide. You can stay here or you can go, all right? So show of hands, who already knows? I'm a teen, I'm an adult, and I'm going to go to the fellowship hall lesson. Show your hands. You already know you're going to go. Good, good. There's no wrong answer here, all right? Good, all right? No, we have that class for you. Okay, who's an adult and you're like, I'm staying for the puppet show? That's the carnal crowd. But that's okay. We're going to get you some preaching too. So, no, it'll be good. Anywhere you go, it's good. There's no wrong answer there. But, of course, we've got a great lesson for you in the fellowship hall as well. If you're a first-time guest, I think we've got some visitors with us this evening. We're glad that you're here. We have a gift we'd like to give you as you walk out of the church building tonight. As you go out our main foyer, you'll see a little table set up. On that table, you'll see these little gift bags. Please grab one on your way out as a gift from us to you for being our guest tonight. And if you are a guest, we'd ask that you please take a moment to fill out the communication card, which is inserted in your bulletin. We'd love to have a record of your attendance, and we'd actually like to follow up with you and send you a little gift from our church, but we need your information to do that. So please take a moment to fill the card out. If you're a guest, again, we just want to communicate to you that it's a little different of a service tonight. We hope you'll join us again for another service that's maybe a little more normal or traditional, but we're glad that you are here either way. And I think that's it for all of the announcements. So we're going to go ahead and take our songbooks, and we're going to go to page number, I'm looking for the page number here. There's too many things on this thing. 102. Thank you very much. 102. And we're going to sing He Hideth My Soul, 102. You've been singing well tonight, so let's go ahead and lift our voices together. A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. Sing it out on the verse.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock.
Singing out on the second.
Thank you.
it out on the third.
With numberless blessings in deep grounds and filled with His fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, glory to God for such a great redeemer as mine.
Out on the last.
When clothing is bright, is transformed, I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions of
singing. Just quick reminders before the guys come up that we've got mother baby rooms and daddy rooms available for your convenience. Of course, if you have a child who's been distracting during the service, if you need some privacy, we encourage you to use those rooms as needed. Please don't forget to turn your cell phones off or place them on silent during the service. They're not a distraction to anyone. And then as soon as the offering is over, we're going to begin the family fun night aspect of the service. So if you are going to the fellowship hall, as soon as the offering's over, as soon as the offering plate passes you, then you can slip out and use the back doors if you wouldn't mind, and you're going to go this way to the fellowship hall, and one of our staff guys will be meeting you there, and they've got chairs set up, and they'll be having a lesson for the teens and adults who want to go back there, a lesson back there, and it's a great lesson for you, so I want to encourage you to head back there if that's something you're interested in. We'll have the guys come up to receive the offering at this time, and let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love You. We thank You for the great service You allowed us to have this morning, the great crowd that's here tonight. Lord, we pray that You'd bless the offering, the gift, and the giver. And then, Lord, we pray that You'd bless both services, the service here geared towards the kids and the one over for the teens and adults. Lord, we pray that You would speak to hearts in both places and that You would allow us, Lord, to have a great time as we learn from Your word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
is wonderful to learn about Jesus on the BBC Family Fun, my Christian Kids Puppet Show.
Welcome to Verity Baptist Church's Family Fun Night.
It's so nice to have you with us.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
And I'm Amy. Kids out there, did you memorize your verse, Proverbs 1:10? Raise your hand if you memorized it. Great job. Let's go ahead and say it together.
Proverbs 1:10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not.
Great job. Get ready to sing some fun songs. We'll be back soon. Bye.
Bye.
All right. It's good to see some songs, sing some songs tonight here. I'm going to come down here. I think I ran about 9 miles last time going up and down these stairs. All right, kids, we'll go ahead and stand up. All the kids stand up. All the kids stand up. All right, we're going to sing a brand new song tonight. It's called Jesus, 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 I've Got Him on My Mind. Jesus, 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 I've Got Him on My Mind. Okay, I'm going to need some help from some of y'all, so just be prepared for that. Jesus, 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 I've got Him on my mind. I'm going to sing it through a couple times. We'll sing it together. Here we go. Jesus, 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 I've got Him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I've got Him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I've got Him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. How many kids think you can do that one? It's pretty simple. Think you know that one? All right, here we go. When I read my Bible, I've got Him on my mind. Here we go. When I read my Bible, I've got Him on my mind. When I read my Bible, I've got Him on my mind. When I read my Bible, I've got Him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. All right, now I want you to think about something. When I'm eating tacos, when I'm eating pizza, when I'm doing something, think of something in your mind. I might come up to you, and you might have to tell me. Here we go. But this next verse is going to be, when you see me joyful, I've got Him on my mind. Here we go. When you see me joyful, I've got Him on my mind. When you see me joyful, I've got Him on my mind. When you see me joyful, I've got Him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. All right, I need a volunteer here. Let's start with Brother Andrew.
Eating pancakes.
When I'm eating pancakes, here we go. When I'm eating pancakes, I've got Him on my mind. When I'm eating pancakes, I've got Him on my mind. When I'm eating pancakes, I've got Him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. When I'm
eating donuts.
Eating donuts, okay. When I'm eating donuts, I've got Him on my mind. When I'm eating donuts, I've got Him on my mind. When I'm eating donuts, I've got Him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. When I'm back here, back here, back here. When I'm, I've got Him on my mind. When I'm, I've got Him on my mind. When I'm, I've got Him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. Anybody volunteer on the side? Anybody volunteer? When I'm
eating pizza.
Eating pizza. Y'all are hungry. When I'm eating pizza, I've got Him on my mind. When I'm eating pizza, I've got Him on my mind. When I'm eating pizza, I've got Him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. We'll do one more on the girl's side. Any volunteers? When I'm
sipping tea.
When I'm sipping tea, I've got them on my mind. When I'm sipping tea, I've got them on my mind. When I'm sipping tea, I've got them on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. Last time, all the way through, everybody together. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Here we go. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. Great job, kids. You can all have a seat. Good job. Good job. All right. Good news. Good news. Christ died for me. Good news. Good news. If I believe, good news. Good news. I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. Oh, y'all let me down. That's wonderful. Extra good news. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Good news. Here we go. Good news. Good news. Christ died for me. Good news. Good news. If I believe. Good news, good news. I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. Good news. Girls, I want to see you singing over here. Boys, I want to see you singing. I'm not just the only one singing up here. I want y'all to sing with me, okay? We'll do it one more time. Here we go. Good news, good news. Christ died for me. Good news, good news. If I believe. Good news, good news. I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. Good news. Good job. Good job. All right. This is another new one, but you all know it already. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It's a Bible verse put to song. And you all know this. You all know the tune as well. It's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 to the tune of Dwelling in Beulah Land. I'm going to sing it through first, and I want you to sing it all with me. On the second time through, here we go. For by grace are you saved through faith and not yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest you should boast. For by grace are you saved through faith and not yourselves. You must believe it. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. Pretty simple. How many of you kids know that verse already? Some of you do. How many of you kids know the tune already? Some of you do. All right. Kids, I want you to sing it with me. I want you to sing it nice and loud. Give it everything you got. We're going to try it again. Here we go. For by grace are you saved through faith, not yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest you should boast. For by grace are you saved through faith and not yourselves. You must believe it. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Good job. Who thinks we can do a little faster than that? Think we can do a little better? I think y'all can do a little bit better than that. Some of you are just looking at me. Do I look that funny? Don't answer that. It's okay. Do I look that funny up here? Okay. We'll do it one more time. I want everybody, all the kids singing together the last time through. Here we go. For by grace are you saved through faith and not yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest you should boast. For by grace are you saved through faith and not yourselves. You must believe it. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Good job, guys. Great job. All right. The next song here is Oh, Be Careful, Little Hands, What You Do. Oh, be careful. All right, guys. Everybody stand up. All the kids stand up. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Then we'll do Oh, Be Careful, Little Eyes, What You See. And so on like that. Here we go. And by the way, I want you clapping, okay? Here we go. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do.
Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little mind, what you think. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Good job. All right, this will be our last song for tonight. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. A fun one to end on. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. All y'all kids know this one? Raise your hand if you know it. Raise your hand if you know it. Boys, raise your hand if you know it. All right, since you know it, you got to sing it out nice and loud. Here we go. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Here we go. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. I have the... Y'all good at tongue twisters? I like tongue twisters. All right, here we go. I have the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart. Woo, that's a lot of words. I've got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart. Down in the depths of my heart. Down in the depths of my heart. I have the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart. Where? Down in the depths of my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. Great job. Great singing, guys. Thank you so much.
Hi, Amy. What are you doing?
Just really worried about something.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's bothering you?
I did something bad.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay, Freddy, I'll tell you. I told a lie.
Oh.
I know, Freddy. I don't want to let you down. I know you thought I was perfect, but I'm not.
I didn't think that.
Okay. I'll tell you what I did. I lied. I kind of told my friends that I really live in a castle.
I'm sure they didn't believe you.
And that I'm really a princess.
Okay.
And that my friend Freddy the Knight rescued me from a huge scary dragon.
Anything else?
I might have mentioned that I have a pet unicorn. Do you think I'm going to hell because of this?
Amy, you know that's not how.
But I do lots of good things. I go to church. I memorize my Bible verses. I try my best to mostly obey my parents. And I put my mom's money in the offering plate. I do a lot of good things. So maybe telling telling a lie here and there isn't so bad, and I can still go to heaven.
Amy, the Bible teaches we can't be good enough to go to heaven.
What? You mean I've been doing all these good things for nothing?
Well, going to heaven is a free gift. You don't have to work for it.
Really?
Yes, Amy. Pastor is going to teach us a lesson about how salvation is not of works. You really need to listen up and pay close attention.
Okay, Freddy. I will do my best to listen to this important lesson.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, kids, we are going to get into our lesson for tonight. So we've been going through these Bible lessons, and of course, you kids did a good job with singing, you did a good job with the puppet show, but now it's time to hear a lesson from the Bible, all right? So I want all the kids to look up here, make eye contact with me, look at me, all right? Look up here, all right? Let's close our mouths, let's put our hands on our laps. Unless if you're going to take notes, which I guess that's drawing for you, but that's all right. And I want you to look up here and pay attention. And we're going to talk today about a very important story called the Tower of Babel. And I like to draw on these family fun nights, even though I'm not the greatest at it. But we're going to learn about the Tower of Babel. All right, and if you kids remember last time we had a family fun night, we learned about the Noahic flood. Remember that? We learned about the flood, the Noah and his ark, and how God flooded the world. Well, moving on from that story, we have the Tower of Babel, and what's happening on earth during this time is that people are on earth. And the Bible tells us that the entire world was united, okay? So I'm going to read some verses for you. And you adult, if you've got your Bibles, then you can turn here if you'd like. Genesis chapter 11 and verse number 1. Genesis chapter number 11 and verse 1 says this, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech." So the Bible tells us during this time that the whole world was united. And it was united in two ways. It was united under one language, and it was united in one location. We're told in verse 1 that the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And in verse 2, we're told, "And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there." So the whole world was united, and the Bible tells us that these people wanted to keep the entire world together in a government for the entire world. In verse 3 of Genesis chapter 11, the Bible says this, "And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime they had for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth." All right, so the Bible says that these people, they wanted to build a city and a tower. Now, nobody knows what this tower looked like, obviously. So I'm going to draw a tower, but we don't know for sure what a tower in this type of age would have looked like. But most people think that it was definitely a tower, which is why it's called a tower, but that it probably had some sort of staggered technology, kind of like we see the pyramids in the ancient world, all right? So nobody knows for sure, obviously, but let's see if we can draw like a little tower here. So this would maybe be the first level. That's the door. You got some steps that lead up. And then this tower, we're told, was built so that it would reach up to heaven. So maybe this is the second level, and we've got some windows here for people in that second level to be able to look out. Maybe there's a person there, and they can look out that tower. And they tried to build this tower, the Bible says, so that the top of it would reach all the way to heaven. And, of course, we don't know how tall the tower actually was, and we don't know what the tower actually looked like, but they built a tower. And maybe there was even like a little viewing area up top with a little fence where people could be up there and they could see what was going on. But the Bible tells us they built a tower. How big this tower actually was and what it looked like, we're not 100% sure, but they built a tower. And the Bible tells us that they wanted to build the tower, the Bible says, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. Now, sometimes people ask this question about the story of the Tower of Babel. And they'll ask the question, what's the big deal? Because the Bible says that God looked down from heaven and he did not like this. He was upset that they tried to build a tower. And what I want to point out to you, and this is for the adults as well, is that the Bible says that the reason they made the tower was lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And if you remember from the story of Noah's flood, God told Noah when they came off the ark, God told Noah and God told all of mankind, he commanded them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So God wanted human beings to scatter throughout the earth to replenish the whole earth. But human beings said, no, we don't want to scatter everywhere. We want to stay together in one city, and we want to build one tower. So they built this tower, they said, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. And one thing that I want you guys to remember, and we're going to come back to this later on in the lesson, okay? But one thing that you should remember is that this tower represents a religious attempt to get to heaven. They said, go to, let us build us a tower whose top may reach to heaven. So this tower pictures like man-made religion, man's effort trying to get himself to heaven without God. And we're going to come back to that later on in the lesson. But if you kids memorize your verse, who memorized their verse? Raise your hand if you memorize your verse, all right? Well, if you remember, the verse says this, Proverbs 1:10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. And one thing that we can learn from this lesson is that even though everyone on earth, literally everyone on earth, was for the idea of building this tower, they were wrong because they were disobeying what God had told them to do. God had told them to replenish the earth. God had told them to subdue the earth, and they wanted to keep everybody together. So here's one lesson for you kids. It's this, that it's better to stand with God than to stand with the crowd. And even if the crowd, if everyone else is saying, let's do this, if it goes against what God says, you know, you should consent thou not. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not, is what the Bible says. So the first part of the story tells us they built a city, they built a tower. So, you know, we don't know how big the city was, but they built, I'm sure, houses, and people lived in those houses. And they had a city, and they had a tower, and they all wanted to stay together, even though God had told them that you need to replenish the earth. So that's what they did. Now, the Bible tells us that God, of course, saw this. In Genesis 11:5, the Bible says, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. So the Bible tells us that God saw this, and God was not pleased when he saw this. So of course, God is up in heaven, and we don't know what God looks like, and even if we thought we knew what God looks like, we don't ever want to try to attempt to draw God, because the Bible commands us not to do that. That would be idolatry. But we know that God was looking down from heaven, and he saw the tower, and he saw the people building this city, building this tower, and staying together, not leaving, and not going and replenishing the earth the way that he commanded them. And the Bible says that God was not happy with this. In verse 6, it says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined. Go to, now here's what the Bible says that God did. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Who thinks they know what the word confound means? Anybody know what the word confound means? Get in, go ahead. What does it mean? Yeah, either one of you, go ahead. Do you know what it means?
Yeah,
Okay. Anybody know what it means? Confound? It's a hard word. I don't think you probably. You do know what it means? All right. The word confound means to confuse. And what the Bible was telling us is that God came down from heaven, because these people were building this tower. And God came down from heaven, and he confounded, or he confused their languages, the Bible says, that they may not understand one another. So what God did was he performed a miracle. Because if you remember, the Bible says that the people were all of one, that the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. So these people were all together, and they were talking, they were communicating, they were building this tower, and God came down, and he confounded their languages. He confused their languages. And one of the reasons that this story in the Bible is important is because it teaches us where the source of languages come. You know, our world has a lot of different languages. People speak lots of different languages, and the Bible tells us that those languages came from God, because God created a miracle where he made people speak different languages so that they would be confused and so that they would not be able to finish building this tower and that they would not be able to stay together. So one day, the whole earth, everyone on earth, right? Because God killed everyone in the Noahic flood. Remember we learned about that? And then they come off the flood, and we've got descendants of Noah and his three sons. They're all living together. God told them to replenish the earth, to fill the earth, and they said, no, we want to stay together, we want to build a city, and we want to build a tower that reaches up to heaven, and they started building together. And God gets upset, and he confounds their languages, and he does this without their knowledge, obviously. So one day, you know, you should imagine this. These people are out there, they're working together, and I would imagine that one day, one guy is looking at another guy, they're working together, they're building a tower, and he looks at his friend, and he says, hey, can you pass me the hammer? And his friend looks at him, and he says, disculpe, no te entendí. And the guy just kind of looks at him and says, what? You know, hey, can you hand me the hammer, please? And the guy, I mean, I don't know, but he probably said something like, yo quiero Taco Bell, you know. And the guy, I mean, he's probably just confused because he's never heard anybody speak like that. So he probably, I mean, if it was me, I probably would just be like, I don't know what's wrong with that guy. Just forget it. He goes to another guy, and he probably said, hey, can you pass me the nails? Hey, can you pass me the nails so we can keep working? And you know, that other guy might have looked at him and said, Zupa lo shante plume, and just started speaking another language to him, you know? He might have talked to another guy, and another guy might have said, Glutenbrach, Fitch shot nusen. And I mean, they're just confused with each other, looking at each. He might have gone to some other guy and said, hey, what do you think's going on? I can't understand these people. And that guy says to him, Ching Lao, Shumei Tang Feng Li Lo. I mean, these people couldn't talk to each other. He probably looks at another guy and says, what is going on? And that guy says, Mamma mia! Bellissimo! Molto grande! He might have gone to another guy and said, what is going on? And that guy says, Konnichiwa! Torasenduski! And this is what God did. He confounded the languages so that these people could not speak to each other. And what's important about this lesson of the Tower of Babel is that it teaches us not only where languages came from, but it teaches us where nations came from. Because what ended up happening was that God scattered these individuals, and God caused them to leave and to replenish the earth. So these individuals, they tried to talk to each other, and they couldn't. So they ended up having to leave, you know? And this is not only where we get languages from, but this is where we get different cultures from. Because these people were trying to talk to each other. They were trying to communicate, but they could not understand each other. So what they ended up having to do is find other people that spoke their same language, and then they went with those people, and they left and started living with those individuals. And this is where languages came from. This is where nations came from. This is where cultures came from. So maybe there was a guy there, and he was speaking Spanish, and he had a very festive big hat, and he found other people who were speaking Spanish and also had a very festive big hat, and he started hanging out with those people. And eventually, they left the location of the Tower of Babel, and they moved on and created another country with other people. Maybe there was somebody there, and he is speaking Chinese, and he couldn't understand what the other people are saying, but he went off and found people who he could understand, and they were speaking some sort of Chinese or Mandarin or something like that, and he went and found them and started living with them, and they probably went off together and formed some sort of a place to live. And this is where the Bible tells us not only that languages came from, but that nations came from. Because these people, they were trying to talk to each other, remember? But they couldn't understand each other. So let's see if we can draw a few more. Let me see. Maybe this is like... Let's give this guy a beard. He's like a Middle Eastern guy. So let's give him a beard. And maybe this guy spoke some sort of Arabic, and he went around looking for people that he could understand. And when he found other people that spoke the same language that he spoke, he ended up hanging out with them. Let's make this guy maybe we can make this guy a cowboy. Let's give him a red scarf. All right. This guy eventually ended up in the Americas, I'm sure. So the point is that these individuals, they couldn't talk to each other. They couldn't understand each other. God confounded their languages so that they would not be able to build this tower. Because remember, God told them, I want you to scatter. I want you to fill the earth. I want you to replenish the earth. But they said, no, we're going to stay together. We're going to build a city, and we're going to build a tower. And here's another lesson that I think is important for kids and for adults to remember, and it is this, that God always wins. And what God wants done will happen. And these individuals did not want to obey God. They wanted to stay together. But God wanted them to be scattered throughout the earth, so God confounded their languages. And the Bible says in Genesis 11 and verse 8, it says, so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. So they never actually finished building the city, and they never actually finished building the tower, because once they couldn't understand each other, the Bible says they found other people that spoke their same languages, and they just went their separate ways. And they went and established different cities, and they established different cities, and they established different colonies. And God's will was done because God scattered them from off the face of the earth. Here's another lesson that you kids should remember, and it's good for adults as well. And it is this, that the Bible says in Acts 17:26 that God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. You know, the Bible teaches that God is the one that created nations. He created languages, and he's the one that established these different nations. So, you know, we should never look at people from different cultures or different ethnicities and look down on them or think that we're better than them, because the Bible says that we all came from the same descendants. We all came from Noah. We all came from Adam. God created all of us in and he's our creator. And we're not, there's not different races, there's just one race, it's the human race. So the Tower of Babel shows us how we all came from Noah, and of course how we all came from Adam. Now, real quickly for the adults, and you kids can listen to this as well, but on Sunday mornings we've been learning about end times, and in fact this Sunday morning today, we talked about Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18. But I want to just point out to the adults that when we looked at Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18, Jeremiah 50 and 51, what we learned about Babylon is that the Antichrist uses Babylon to establish a one-world government and a one-world religion. What I want to point out to you is that this started all the way back at the Tower of Babel, where human beings wanted to establish a city, that's the government, and a tower, that pictures religion. They wanted to have, for all of human history, human beings have wanted to have a one-world government, one-world religion. Every one of the world empires has attempted to bring the world under a one-world government, one-world religion, and the Antichrist is the one who's going to do that. That's why in Revelation 17 and 18, the kingdom that's coming, it's called Babylon, because it has the spirit of Babel. This place that they built the Tower of Babel, you kids, this is for you. The word Babel means to make a noise that is not understandable. When someone is babbling, they're not saying anything. You can't understand what they're saying. And this place ended up being called the Tower. This ended up being called the Tower of Babel. And this area ended up being called Babel or Babylon because this is where this took place. And that's why we, in the end times, when we have the one world government and one world religion, it's called Mystery Babylon. So anyway, that's a little bit for the adults. Now here's the thing, kids, and here's the part that I want you to pay attention to, okay? When these people built this tower, here's what they said. Let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And what they were doing is a picture. I think that one of the reasons that God was so upset about this was, first of all, because they weren't doing what he told them to do, which was to replenish the earth. But I think another reason is because this pictures man-made religion. They thought that they could build something that would get them up to where God was in heaven. And today, there are lots of people, and there are sometimes even kids will think this, that we can get to heaven based off our own human effort, that we can get to heaven based off our own work and the things that we do. But you know, the Bible teaches that salvation is a free gift. And I want you kids to listen up, because the next two verses that you're going to have as memory verses are Ephesians. You sang a song about it today. Are Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. In Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says this, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And I know you kids are Verity Baptist Church kids. Your families come to our church, so you guys have heard the gospel. But I think it's important to reiterate that the Bible teaches that we don't work our way to heaven. The Bible teaches that we don't get to heaven based off our own effort or our own merit. The Bible teaches that we're all sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that we're not good enough to get to heaven. So Jesus came to this earth and he died on the cross. The opposite of the Tower of Babel, the opposite of man-made religion, is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross to pay for something we could not pay for, our own sin. And therefore, he gives us salvation as a free gift. Who likes gifts? I think we all like gifts, right? And if somebody was going to offer you a gift, you would probably want to take it. If someone said, "I'm going to give you a gift, do you want it?" you would probably say yes. But you know what the Bible teaches is that salvation is a gift. We don't earn it, we don't work for it, and once we have it, we can't lose it. It's, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we want to remind you kids that it's not about working your way to heaven. It's not about trying to do good things and hopefully you'll be good enough to go to heaven. It's about putting your faith in Jesus Christ. And if you haven't memorized the verses, you should memorize them because those are your next verses for the next family fun night. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. All right, so let's go ahead and pray, and we'll finish our lesson tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for these stories that you give us in the Bible. They're not just stories, they're actually history. And they teach us not only about what actually happened in the source of nations and languages, but also they teach us about salvation, and they teach us about obeying you and about being obedient to your will. Lord, I pray you'd help us to learn these lessons. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
So, Amy, what did you think of Pastor's Bible lesson?
I learned a lot. I learned that we're all sinners and that we all deserve to go to hell. So God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins so that we can go to heaven. And that going to heaven is a free gift. It can't be earned. We go to heaven by believing on Jesus and not trusting in our works to save us.
That's great, Amy.
Yes, it is. And I can still lie and do lots of bad things and still go to heaven.
Well, that's true, Amy. But there are still consequences for when we disobey God. When those who are saved disobey God, he will chasten or discipline them.
I know, Freddie. I was just kidding. I'm going to try my best to obey God's commandments. Thank you, Freddie, for helping me to understand the gospel. You're a good friend.
You're welcome, Amy.
I really enjoyed tonight's family fun night, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Well, before we Brother RJ come up and lead us in a final song, let me just give some real quick instructions to the kids. So we've got, of course, if you did your memory verses, you need to do your memory verse. You need to quote your memory verse to get a gift. So we've got our gift basket here, and we've got some newer toys in here. We've got all the same toys that we had before. Of course, you've got this, the wind-up cars, and you've got the stuffed animal keychains. You've got the punch balloons for the boys that are aggressive. You've got bracelets for the girls, more bracelets, slap bracelets. We've got the cell phone water ring game. This is the new one. We've got these just cool pens with different color inks. And let's see, this is my personal favorite, the foam airplanes. That's what I would be going for if I said my memory verse. We've got the squishy animals, we've got the animal erasers, and of course, the little mini Etch-A-Sketch, all right? So all of these toys are in here. So if you quote your verse, if you say your verse word perfect, then you can grab one of these prizes, all right? So as soon as the service is over, Brother RJ is going to lead us in a final song, and he's going to pray to dismiss us. As soon as the service is over, kids, you need to line up on this side of the auditorium. If you see where that beam is, line up behind the beam. You got to line up in line. And Brother Oliver is going to meet you there. You're going to say your verse to him, and then if you say your verse word perfect, then he's going to allow you to pick a gift. All right. Now, Brother Oliver is a lot meaner than I am. All right. So he's not. No, I'm just kidding. He's not going to be mean, okay? He's going to maybe help you if you need a little bit of help. But you're going to say your verses to Brother Oliver over there. And then as soon as you're done with your verses, the kids, there's a game for you in the fellowship hall. So as soon as you say your verses, grab your gift, you can head over to the fellowship hall because there's a game for all of the kids there. If you are a kid that is visiting tonight, then you get to come up and grab one of the gift bags even without saying the verse. That's not a problem. We want to give that to you as a gift. And then, of course, Kids or parents, if you can write this down, the memory verse for next time is Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. So make a note of that. I'm going to put this over here, and we'll get that over to the kids. I think that's it for all of the announcements. So we're going to have Brother RJ come up and lead. Oh, one more thing. I think Brother RJ is going to, the sun is staying out late, so there's going to be a volleyball net for the adults, teens or adults, out front. So if you want to play volleyball after the service tonight while the kids are doing their game over there, you're welcome, of course, to stick around and fellowship. It's good to fellowship with other believers. And so stick around for that, and we appreciate that, of course. We'll have Brother RJ come up and lead us in a final song.
Amen. Let's grab our songbooks and turn to page number 322. Song number 322. And we're going to sing Living for Jesus. Song number 322 as we dismiss this evening. Sing it out on that verse. Living for Jesus. On the last stanza, song number 322, we're going to finish it strong, give it all you got, song number 322 on that last. course, we want to thank you for being with us, and I hope you had fun this evening. And if you have any questions about salvation, baptism, or church membership, Pastor will be at the door, and he would love to talk to you, direct you to someone who's trained to do that as well. And with that, let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, again, we love you, and we thank you, Lord, for everything that's happened this evening, Lord, and thank you for all the kids that participated. Thank you for the music. Thank you for that, the lesson that we learned, Lord, and pray that you'd help us remember these things and apply these things in our lives, Lord. Pray that you bless the rest of the evening, bless the fellowship, and keep us safe, Lord, and bring us back to church on Wednesday. We love you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.